I said a house of ill repute.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Happy birthday to Billy Gibbons. He turned 70 today. The song LaGrange, that was the first time the ZZ Top hit Billboard's Hot 100. It was not exactly killer. It was 41. But for a little old blues band from Texas, that was awesome. LaGrange is the song that was on Tres Hombres. And at the time, nobody knew it was about a Texas whorehouse called LaGrange. But that wasn't the important part to Billy Gibbons. The important part was that it pays tribute to some of his favorite music, which is the blues. The first verse is similar to Slim Harpo's Shake Your Hips, and the rest of the song sounds like John Lee Hooker's Boogie Chillin'. Here's Billy Gibbons.
The first music that appealed to me was blues coming over the radio, Elvis stuff. Early rock and roll was nothing but loud sounding instruments. And it was so attractive, and I said, what is doing that? I think it was my dad or somebody said, one of them damned old electric guitars. And I said, I want one of those. So that was it. That was the start.
Bret Michaels of Poison has been around for quite a while. I mean, with Poison, and then he was on some reality TV shows, and he does solo stuff, and I would like to make more fun of him, but I can't because I've met him like three or four times, and he is like the nicest guy. How can he be so nice and so famous? But he is. But he does make some strange decisions. Maybe you won't think this is strange. But, I mean, he's very excited about the tour with Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Joan Jett, the Black Arts. Poison's on that tour. And they've been trying to get on a big tour for a very long time. But during his solo stuff, he was doing a performance at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Winterfest in Hollywood, Florida. And he was joined on stage by some members of another band. That's fun, right? Except it was NSYNC. Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick got up on stage and sang Nothing But a Good Time. I guess it shows NSYNC had some music taste after all.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.